What's up, Higo? I've got so much local rock, punk, and metal news to get through tonight, kicking off with some big news for fans of this band. Yeah, Polaris have announced a massive regional tour for June. They've lined up 13 dates right across the East Coast, and they're taking Deadlights along for the ride. Some of those shows have already sold out, and they've also dropped an epic new music video for the track Vagabond off their huge 2020 album, The Death of Me. It's got some serious, like, post-apocalyptic Mad Max vibes, and you can watch it on YouTube right now. Hey Sydney, Full Tilt Festival's coming your way. Yeah, the brand new mini festival features North Lane, Hands Like Houses, Make Them Suffer, and loads more. I'm playing that one too. Going to be mad fun. It's hitting Bella Vista Farm out west on July 31, and tickets are on sale now. Speaking of Make Them Suffer, this is a bit messed up. So the band's clean singer and keyboardist Booker has apparently been targeted by stalkers since she went on the reality TV show Married at First Sight. Yeah, her roommates told a podcast that one guy in particular kept trying to break into their house, and they've since had to move as a result. So effed up. So this is just bloody devastating. You probably saw Blues Fest in Byron Bay got cancelled over Easter. And I think it's worth mentioning because this is just such a blow for the entire music industry in Australia. Like, so much went into this festival to make sure it was COVID safe. Like, organisers, that their plans were constantly evolving to keep up with all the latest rules. And it was supposed to be Australia's biggest music event since the pandemic. But New South Wales Health put the kibosh on it less than 24 hours before it kicked off because there was one local case in Byron tied to a hen's party up there. So yeah, of course, everyone involved is just totally gutted. And it really does send just a really disheartening message to our entire industry. One of the bands who was supposed to be playing up there was the Teskey Brothers out of Melbourne, and our bassist Brendan Love says it sucks.
It's such a special festival for us. You know, one of the only blues festivals in Australia.
And of course, with insurance companies changing their policies with COVID, the festival wasn't insured for cancellation either. And organisers are now urging punters to support all of the stallholders. They say that they're hopeful the state government will come through with a bit of a rescue package for everyone involved. So yeah, fingers crossed. And last but not least tonight, big news from Melbourne metalcore band Drown This City. So they've had a bit of a lineup revamp. They've added a new Unclean vocalist and bassist to the mix in the form of Toby Thomas, who you might know from the band Misery Guts. And they've just unleashed a huge new song. It's called New Burn Order. And Higo's going to press play on that one for you right now.